Hi everyone, welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we talk about some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host Chelsea along with Alan.
Hey there.
We hope you enjoyed our last podcast on 432 Apricorn in Savannah, Georgia. If you're interested in finding out more information about the house or other haunted locations around Savannah, check out our Savannah Ghost Map app, which allows you to customize your own ghost tour along with our books, Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Ghost of Gallatin, and Haunted Hotels. Today, we're going to change things up slightly and head up north to Boston to talk about the ye olde Union Oyster House in Beantown. Alan, can you go ahead and give us some background on the restaurant?
Walking down the Freedom Trail on Union Street in the historic market district of Boston, you will find a historic building that was built in the early 18th century. In 1742, the structure was home to Hope Steele Capon's fancy dress goods business. At this time, the Boston waterfront backed up to the house, and ships could dock nearby to deliver clothing and other goods from Europe. Since then, the city has built a landfill, and you aren't able to see the harbor anymore. In the 1770s, the store became home to a dry goods store where Ebenezer Hancock, the first paymaster of the Continental Army, kept his office. It was here where officers fighting in the Revolution came to get paid.
From 1771 to 1775, a man named Isaiah Thomas operated a printing press on the second floor that published the newspaper called the Massachusetts Spy. Not only was it the first newspaper in America, it was also considered to be quite controversial due to its anti-British views in the lead up to the American Revolution. In 1796, an exiled French military man named Louis Philippe lived in an apartment on the second floor of the building where he taught French to daughters of wealthy businessmen. He would eventually go back to France, and not only did he go back, he became the king in 1830. In the mid-1820s, the Capon's Dry Goods Store shut down, and Atwood and Bacon Oyster House opened in 1826. Over the years, the business would change hands several times before settling on the name the Union Oyster House. It was at the Oyster House that the first toothpicks were used. An entrepreneur named Charles Foster sold them in New England, but hired young men from nearby schools to go to the Oyster House. After they ate, they requested toothpicks. Foster would then stop by an hour or so later and sell his wares to the restaurant manager.
Over time, two neighboring buildings were bought as the restaurant grew. Today, it is the oldest continuously operated restaurant in the United States, having been in operation for over 190 years. Former United States Secretary of State and Massachusetts Senator Daniel Webster was a regular here in the 19th century. It was said he would consume 6 plates of a half a dozen oysters and a glass of brandy for lunch. In fact, the restaurant is a haven for politicians, as President Barack Obama, Senators John McCain and John Kerry, as well as Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, have stopped by when they were in Boston. John F. Kennedy also was a regular at the Union Oyster House. He would come for lunch at the restaurant every Sunday. He would sit in a back booth of the second floor where he could eat his lunch and quietly read the newspaper. In 1977, Booth 18 was dedicated to the former president and renamed the Kennedy Booth. Now, JFK isn't the only person immortalized at the bar. A stool was dedicated to pro golfer Payne Stewart after his death, too. Stewart was also a regular at the Oyster House.
While filming The Departed in Boston, Leonardo DiCaprio often found himself at the Union Oyster House and actually became friends with the owner's wife. Celebrities and other notable people are often spotted at the famous restaurant. Bruno Mars, Amy Schumer, Donnie Wahlberg, Pat Sajak, Tiger Woods, and lots of others. Members of the New England Patriots and Boston Celtics have been spotted celebrating in the restaurant after a big win as well.
According to former employees, the restaurant is haunted by several different spirits. People have spotted a man in colonial attire in the window of the Oyster House out of the corner of their eye. Whenever they turn around and walk towards to get a closer look, the man slowly disappears. It's thought that this is the spirit of Ebenezer Hancock, the paymaster general during the American Revolution. The Heritage Room is also the scene of paranormal activity, as a man believed to be Louis Philippe has been spotted from time to time. A woman in a long white dress has also been seen in the room on several different occasions. Perhaps this is one of Philippe's students. No one really knows.
The spirit of a former employee who works in the kitchen has also been spotted in the restaurant. He likes to move things around in the kitchen and turn the lights off and on. He is said to be the most active whenever new employees don't put things in the right place or don't show respect to his kitchen. Employees also talk of cold spots that appear out of nowhere in the restaurant, and some have claimed to watch doors slowly open, then slam shut in front of them.
Now, the most famous ghost that is believed to be inhabiting the Union Oyster House is the ghost of former U.S. President John F. Kennedy. Some have claimed to see him in the dining room in the early morning hours, sitting at his booth. Whenever anyone walks over to the president, he fades away right in front of their eyes. If you do go down to the Union Oyster House, make sure you try the world-famous clam chowder. Oh yeah, the oysters aren't too bad either. After dinner, be sure to stop by the Bell and Hand next door. Founded in 1795, it is the oldest tavern in not just Massachusetts, but all of the United States. There's a lot of history in Boston, and I encourage anyone who hasn't been to go there and visit.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode about the Union Oyster House. If you would like to learn more about haunted locations around Boston, download the Boston Ghost Map app in iTunes and Google Play. Please check out our books, Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Ghost of Gallatin, and Haunted Hotels. Feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. Let us know about any creepy experiences you may have had, and feel free to give us some ideas on new locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
Be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are pretty helpful, and we really appreciate everyone who's taken a few minutes to do it for us. Now please check back with us next time as we head back down south to talk about the Bayfront Westcott in St. Augustine, Florida.
If you're interested in finding out more information about the location, or... I'm just going to start over.
I am Kermit the Frog, and you are listening to Southern Ghost Stories with Chelsea, my co-host. Chelsea, which location are we talking about today? Is it the one in Boston?
I don't know. Which one are we talking about today? Today, we're going to change it up a little bit and head up north to Boston to talk about the... Is it ye or yay?
Ye old.
Ye old. Ye old. Ye old. Today, we're going to switch it up and head up north to Boston to talk about the ye old Union Oyster Store. Today.
Not tomorrow. Today.
Today. Today, we're going to change things up slightly and head up north to Boston to talk about the ye old Union.
Okay, just say Union Oyster House.
Today, we're going to change... Today... You're the one who wrote, today we're going to talk change things.
Well, today we are going to talk change things.
I don't know why. My mouth said, let's say it this way. Today, we're going to change things up slightly and head up north to Boston to talk about the ye olde Union Oyster House in Beantown. In Beantown where?
Beantown's the name for Boston. You get all the way through it and you flub the last word.
I know. I was like, are you kidding me? It's in Beantown,
Missouri.
Oh, I guess right, we are talking about Boston. Oh, well, shoot. From 1771 to 1775, a man named While filming The Departed, and oh, I love that movie. It's a great movie. Have you seen it?
This is a podcast about haunted places, not film reviews.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
It's good. We should watch it. Celebrities and other notable people are often spotted at the famous restaurant. Bruno Mars, Amy Schumer, Donnie Wahlberg, I'm going to say that again.
This is going to be the longest podcast ever.
Be sure to check out our ghost books. I don't know what I was trying to say.
This is just a rough one for you, ain't it? You didn't get enough sleep last night, did you?
I didn't. I told you I didn't go to bed till really late.
On a school night.
On a school night. Sorry.
You're grounded.
You didn't make any mistakes at all, did you? You just... Perfect.
I usually don't.